Coach's show on the Mountain Rock, Q94. And with me is head coach of the 2-0 Liberty Eagles, Jansen Ackland. Hey, Coach. How we doing, man?
I'm good. How are you doing, Gary?
Fantastic. Friday. And, you know, we had some great weather. Now it's crazy hot. there's probably going to be some extra water breaks in tonight's contest, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would say so. We kind of got spoiled there last week, and hopefully the kids are prepared, hydrated for tonight.
Now, you coaches, you probably don't mind the water breaks, too. I mean, it's kind of like a free timeout, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. You get to speak to your kids a little bit about what's going on, and I think it's definitely beneficial for us to be able to game plan with that.
Right on. Well, last week, the Liberty Eagles hosted the St. James Tigers, picked up a win. It was 14-0 at half, and then
yeah.
The second half. The first half was kind of like slow motion almost, but boy, the second half, your Eagles came out, and they were ready to go.
Yeah, the first half, it was another plague of penalties. I mean, some of them obviously questionable, but mm-hmm. we're going to have those from time to time. So I'm just really proud of how our guys, you know, stayed together, fought through it, and then came out on fire in the second half. I mean, defense played stout all night. Special teams played huge for us. So I'm just really proud of the way we fought through the adversity. And, you know, our goal is just get better every week. So
yeah,
I thought our guys did that.
Yeah, yeah, they played well, and I was trying to remember who I gave my game ball to in Friday night's game. It'll come to me, but the Eagles, your defense has really been playing well, and now tonight it's SEA play. It's SEA play the rest of the way out till districts, and a really good Thayer Bobcat team. That what are you seeing out of Coach Breyer's team, you know, this year?
Oh, they're a really good football team. Obviously ranked, I think, number 3 in the state, class 1, one of the top contenders there. I mean, there's a traditionally great football program, so ton of respect to them and mm-hmm. Coach Hancock and his staff. They're, you know, very physical up front. They run downhill, run the ball, you know, 90% of the time, like most of the teams in the SEA, and, you know, we just got to play physical, play fast, do our job every play, and hopefully leads to execution.
I have not set my eyes on this year's Bobcats. I remember them from last year, but I'm being told that they got size and speed.
Yeah, for sure. They have majority of their guys back from last year. I believe they only graduated 2 or 3, so
yeah.
Got a lot of experience and even added a couple of guys, a couple move-ins that are pretty good players for them. So, you know, they got a lot going on.
Yeah, well, it ought to be a really good time. And, of course, it's on the road at Los Bosman Stadium in Thayer. You know, this is – everybody talks about rivals. And is this Liberty's biggest rival? I look at everybody as a huge rival. That's just me.
Yeah.
But, I mean – you know, yeah. As far as the school go, I mean, is this one of the bigger rivalry games that's on the schedule?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I feel like the SCA, kind of going off of what you were saying, none of us really like each other necessarily when it comes to sports, but
yeah.
We all respect each other. So I think, you know, whenever you have two pretty good football teams battling out at any point in time, you can consider it mm-hmm. kind of a rivalry game. So you know, we're just excited to get out there in a tough environment there and go play some football.
Right on. Right on, everybody. Head coach of the Liberty Eagles, Jansen Ackland, we do appreciate you taking the time out to visit with us. Good luck tonight, and we'll see you real soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Gary.